Welcome back to the DBM Strategy Call, everyone. As ever, we're diving into a whirlwind of news that helps us to navigate the macro and geopolitical events influencing our digital business decisions. In 2026, it feels like the Great Reset is shifting from a conspiracy theory into a line item on a government budget. We're looking at significant currency wars and some massive moves this week regarding digital assets and blockchain technology from the UK, Russia, and the US.
It's a lot to untangle, John. As ever, those who fly above the canopy and work to understand how to follow the money find it a lot easier. We're very aware of the tactics governments and media deploy to keep the general public in a state of continual crisis and fear. A key insight this week specifically involves the ongoing Iran conflict, or more precisely, the latest episode in the military complex maintaining forever wars. We're no longer just observing kinetic warfare based on the petrodollar. It's also now a currency war designed to rewrite the rules of money.
Right. The Financial Industrial Complex, or FIC, that network of central banks and asset managers like BlackRock and JP Morgan, is essentially managing the global portfolio and, by extension, the governments of the world. They're using these conflicts to reprice commodities like gold and oil. The big takeaway? The world is moving toward a multipolar order where the dollar's dominance is being managed down into a regional power, while new financial rails are being built in real time.
And that brings us to the UK. While the headlines talk about war, the UK Treasury is quietly building the infrastructure for the new money. Despite years of FUD, complicity, and ignorance, the UK have suddenly announced a single regulatory framework to bring stablecoins and tokenized deposits into the mainstream payment system. They even threw in an extra $1 million to speed up the rollout.
That's right. And the UK is just one of many countries rapidly adjusting their financial frameworks to align with US policy. It's the build back better phase. Destroy the old, inefficient rails and replace them with programmable, regulated digital versions. Institutional players like Coinbase are already leaning into this new reality, expanding their crypto-backed loans to the UK. You can now borrow against your BTC and ETH there just like in the US. It's turning Bitcoin into the pristine collateral as DBM have been talking about for a decade.
And speaking of collateral and new rails, did you see the US Treasury news? Scott Bessent told Congress that digital assets will be a very important payment rail for the economy. That is a massive shift in rhetoric. It's no longer if, it's how fast. It's clear now that a major policy strategy for the U.S. is to control the diminishing influence of the dollar hegemony by making treasuries more accessible at the exact moment nation-states are selling U.S. treasuries to realign their infrastructure into the multipolar world order.
Exactly. And while the U.S. and U.K. are regulating, Russia is getting positioned. They just passed a first reading of a bill to recognize Bitcoin as property and, more importantly, allow it in foreign trade. They are literally using Bitcoin to bypass the legacy SWIFT system and hence render the weaponization of the dollar, aka sanctions, redundant. This has major consequences for the movement of capital around the world and is a net benefit for Bitcoin as a sound money base.
And then there's the UAE. This is the one that caught everyone off guard. The US suddenly gave the UAE a foreign exchange swap facility. Now, for those who don't know, this is a VIP club. Usually, only the big players like the Bank of Japan, Bank of England, and the ECB get it.
People are calling it a bailout, but it's not. The UAE has $270 billion in reserves. They don't need saving. This is a geopolitical anchor. By giving the first Gulf country ever access to US dollar swaps, the US is trying to keep the UAE tethered to the dollar system while the BRICS nations, like Russia and China, try to pull them away. An interesting move given the UAE is Iran's second largest trade partner and has been used as a way to circumvent sanctions for years.
It's a tug of war. The main point is that these FX swaps are being used to reshape money behind the scenes. As ever, most people are missing this bigger point because they aren't following the money in the right way, less still positioning themselves closer to this new center of the money supply. Awareness and action are key in a world preparing to operate on full monetary digital rails. Own a part of the system, in self-custody. Don't be owned by the system, as so many are under fiat currency.
Okay, so with all this happening around us, what's the bottom line for Bitcoin?
As we know, it's the lifeboat. Those paying attention are choosing to buy Bitcoin because they realize the system itself is a debt slave trap. As the currency wars heat up and nations start to use BTC for trade and settlement, it stopped being a speculative asset and starts being the only neutral ground left. At the moment, it remains accessible to all in terms of price point. Hence our focus on always owning more Bitcoin next month than we hold this month.
A storm is coming as the reset juggernaut takes its next developments. We need to prepare our houses, put on your raincoats, and understand that the big print is inevitable to prop up the failing debt markets. As ever, asset owners win in the long term as the next round of currency printing is triggered.
Good to know. It's good our work to stay on top of these geopolitical events is helping us to stay the course as we build our asset base and seek out yields and liquidity in as many diversified ways as we can. This week's DBM Strategy Part 2 is where we deep dive into this aspect of our journey.
Okay, let's review the key summary of reference points for this past week. The main message: we are in a currency war where oil, gold, and FX swaps are being used to transition the world into a multipolar financial order managed by the financial industrial complex.
Right on cue, and despite previous FUD, the UK regulators have approved the Treasury is able to integrate stablecoins into traditional payments with a £1 million funding boost.
Coinbase continues its expansion. Crypto-backed lending is now live for UK Bitcoin and Ethereum holders. No doubt other jurisdictions will follow quickly.
The UAE swap and what is really behind this move. The UAE is the very first Gulf nation to receive a US FX swap, a strategic move to maintain dollar influence in the Middle East, just as the US have done with Latin American countries in recent years.
Russia's big pivot as they sign the recognition of Bitcoin as property for foreign trade into law. This is a direct move to circumvent Western sanctions and strengthen the BRICS nation's ability to operate outside the dollar hegemony.
And, last but not least, the U.S. sentiment by Scott Bessent, the U.S. Treasury Secretary, has signaled that digital assets are now a critical payment rail for the U.S. economy. The world is headed the way we anticipated, with a few twists along the way, of course. The main thing is the direction of travel as nation-states look to dismantle the petrodollar era, protected by the military-industrial complex, and rebuild under the financial-industrial complex using digital asset technology while aiming to reset global debt to the favor of the asset managers. Our job is to own a little piece of this shift ahead of the transition and then leverage into technology ownership way ahead of AI, CBDCs, and UBI. See you on this week's DBM Strategy Call Part 2 as we continue to focus on what we can affect in making this goal a reality in our own economies. Stay safe, keep stacking, and see you next time.